We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome back to Blowing Business here on cannabis3.com. Appreciate all of you joining us here. And as you find the show, of course, if you haven't done so, please go ahead and subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, wherever you find podcasts. Make sure to rate and review as well if you haven't done so. Or you can also find the show on the Cannabis Radio app. Blowing Business is powered by the Buzz CRM. Stop juggling multiple marketing tools. Ditch the expensive subscriptions because you have too many of them. It's like streaming services. It's like other platforms that you use. Oh, well, if you need a task to get done, you need this platform, this software as a service, this tracking software, this and that. Too much clutter. Time to go ahead and narrow it down. We're getting into spring cleaning season, so do this. The Buzz CRM is your all-in-one solution with over 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing. Imagine where AI is handling your emails, social media, personalized workflows, connecting with customers everywhere. We also have where you can not miss a lead with our unique miss call text back feature. Whether you're whatever business you are, the Buzz CRM has you covered with a single affordable plan. It really is. We have a new 2025 redesign. It is more intuitive, faster, smarter than ever. Go find out for yourself. It's a very low barrier to entry. Tell them the Blimp Business sent you and go find out right now. Go sign up, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. Now, with me on the program, we're going to dive into the intersection of cannabis and blockchain. And I have two innovators, one that has already appeared on the program previously, and they're pushing the boundaries of both industries. So let me introduce both of them have been on with us. So back in October 23, I spoke with Keyshawn Warner, who's joining us once again, co-founder of Dazed Cannabis, one of the fastest growing cannabis brands on the East Coast, a former legacy operator turned legal entrepreneur. If you get a chance, go back and look for the story. It was great where we talked so much about his upbringing coming in, and becoming into that legitimate entrepreneurial space, getting the CAURD program into New York State after already opening up in Massachusetts, and the whole gamut, and we'll get into it later on, of just following back up on what had to go through in the licensing process as a social equity operator to get the space open in New York City. And he's now leading the charge with Ganja Gang, the first cannabis-based-backed blockchain designed to revolutionize dispensary operations and product authentication. And joining us is a blockchain engineer and co-founder of Ganja Gang, Emiliano Cuellar. He's a specialist in NFTs and smart contracts with nearly 5 years in blockchain development. He's focused on creating real utility in Web3, ensuring secure transactions, compliance, and community-driven projects. So they're working together on a proprietary blockchain-based inventory management system to combat the massive revenue losses plaguing dispensaries, leveraging technology to bring transparency, security, and efficiency to the cannabis industry. So, Keyshawn, Emiliano, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I think that was in a nutshell. I think that was in a nutshell, like literal to the point. Let's go ahead and talk about Ganja Gang and this blockchain power management. Keyshawn, I want to ask you first now. You've been a leader in pushing innovation with cannabis retail. Now, joining with Ganja Gang, this first cannabis-backed blockchain, we've heard about blockchain technology being used in seed-to-sale track technology or coins being done like by 5-6 years ago. Break down how this proprietary blockchain-based inventory management system will specifically address dispensary revenue losses. Because previously, when I've heard about this, people will use blockchain just to say for like the process of payment structures, you know, putting money that's cash and putting it in the blockchain and then bringing it back out. Talk to me about this inventory management system and using blockchain in this process.
Right. So like you said, traditionally the blockchain we use, the idea was used or tried to be brought about in the cannabis space for payment processing. But we end up finding more of an issue that's direct to cannabis owners that we tried to solve with blockchain technology. And the main problem that cannabis operators are always trying to solve and keep in and rein in is discrepancies, or what you would call lost shrinkage from products, whether it be on purpose or accidental, human error or, you know, human determination. So using the blockchain, we were able to come across and find and come up with some technology that would be critical in being a stopgap for inventory control. When we assign smart contracts to the inventory, what it does is it controls, for instance, if you have, you know, 100 pieces of a product come in, and they come in as 4 different batches, 25 each product in each batch, which also now has a specific product code. So you can sell your first batch of items from that larger 100 piece unit and have that tracked. What happens is, through normal human error, you can have a bud tender who may be grabbing from a large box a product from series, from the second or third series or second or third batch, before all the products of the first batch have been sold. Which now, when you start doing your inventory and you see that you still have, you know, you're missing what appears to be missing a product, it makes it hard to figure out and reconcile that problem, because you're trying to figure out, well, you know, what happened to this one item? Was it stolen? Did it fall somewhere? Was it, you know, sold and sold as one product, but possibly scanned as another product? There's so many variables that come into play. What we were able to discover and create with this technology is using a blockchain to prevent the sale of any item that is not within the current open and operating batch.
Yeah, it's a very intricate, complex matter of what batches you're getting from, and if people are taking from certain batches, where the inventory has to be somewhat categorized in several different levels. Emiliano, being you as a blockchain engineer, let me ask you about the challenges you had to integrate something that a ledger that's going to be decentralized into this traditional cannabis supply chain, and why this technology will help to ensure compliance and at the same time maintain decentralization.
Well, it's kind of just to pick off what Keyshawn was saying with the inventory management. So, like, we're able to develop these smart contracts to execute in a way where we're able to organize and track and trace everything that goes into the system. It just keeps, like, more of a digital footprint and keeps it tamper-proof. It keeps everything just foolproof, and, you know, it allows us to see what's happening in real time. As far as how proof of product works, it's going to help everybody stay organized, and it's going to really just be something that we can use to just make things. I'm sorry.
With proof of product, how does it vary or differentiate from, like, say, a QR code or a SKU code or UPC code when you're working on the processes? What is it makes it really so stand out, and how it's able to go ahead and compartmentalize and organize what the inventory is?
So when we have, like, a batch, for example, say we have 100 pre-rolls of something, the batch number ends in 1, 2, 3, 4. We have another similar product. Let's say it's OG Kush. It ends in 1, 2, 3. Then we have another batch that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So what happens a lot is some of these batches gets mixed up. That's where the discrepancies come about. Where the smart contracts come into play and the blockchain comes into play is now we're able to organize the separate batches. So when things go to sale, we go live with batch 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, 4. So if 1, 2, 4 ends up into the wrong batch and we go to sell it, well, the smart contract is able to allow us to not sell it. It flags the system and pretty much says that this product isn't for sale. It's not in the system. That way we're able to recognize in real time, like, all right, well, this product wasn't specifically for this batch. So now we can return it to its proper bin. This lessens the human error and ultimately allows us to keep track of different batches that are similar to the same products or even different products as well. This helps us also keep things verifiable. So when we go to verify different batches and different products, the blockchain system rewards us for accuracy. So the more accurate we are, the blockchain will reward more. This helps incentivize that we're compliant and that we are keeping track of every product that goes in and out the system.
And for those who want to go take a look for themselves, you're going to take a look behind this first Canvas-backed blockchain. Website is ganjagang.xyz, ganjagang.xyz. Just give you a heads up. And before we go to a commercial break, Keyshawn, tell me how it is that you and Emiliano got together on this and what made this such a good idea to go ahead and work together.
So Emiliano actually worked for us physically at the store as an inventory manager.
All right.
And so, you know, just him working for us, we got to see, you know, his prowess and how smart and intelligent he was in technology, how curious he was in technology. And so, you know, along with that, the problem that we always were trying to solve real time was discrepancies. And so that kind of printed an idea in our mind. And then just further conversation came about when we were talking about, I think you and I probably were from the same generation. You know, if you remember Garbage Pail Kids, you know, we were always talking about a way of creating our own version of Garbage Pail Kids. And Emiliano and I both were like really into tech. And we were like, well, you know, what about a digital version of Garbage Pail Kids that we can create our own and, you know, put it out there and create some real utility behind it. And just, you know, that idea and those conversations kind of sparked, you know, and just took us into down the rabbit hole, which, you know, just ideas and thoughts. And, you know, my other two partners, Chris and Rich, we just would sit down and just brainstorm over these ideas. And in the process of trying to solve a real life, real time problem, and also putting some like imagination and a little fun spin on it, along with, you know, what we do normally with the brand, Ganja Gang came about to solve a real world problem and try to, you know, add something to, you know, new technology to the cannabis industry, and also find a way to incorporate some technology into, you know, our own operations. Because we, you know, it really evolved from just us internally trying to find a way to keep our discrepancies down.
Let's go ahead and go to commercial break. When we come back, I want to go ahead and just get, before you even got started, both of you in the store, and Emiliano, you know, learning, I'm sure, with Keyshawn and the team about your expertise in blockchain and bringing this idea to front to the point that it's now being implemented. I want to just get your idea of what you feel about where it comes with cannabis and blockchain in the first place, because it's been a very sketchy history of adoption for cannabis and blockchain in general. We've talked about it here on the program here on Grassroots Marketing, but now we're at a point where this is something that's very solid and steady, and we want to get more into depth about that. We'll be back once again with the co-founder of Days Cannabis, Keyshawn Warner, and blockchain engineer and co-founder of Ganja Gang, Emiliano Cuellar, here on Blunt Business, back after a short break. Welcome back. I'm here with Keyshawn Warner, co-founder of Days Cannabis, Emiliano Cuellar, co-founder of Ganja Gang here on Blunt Business. And before the break, I mentioned how we got to learn about Ganja Gang and what it's being used right now as this cannabis-based blockchain, which is going to help in a proprietary blockchain-based inventory management system that's now being initiated and implemented right now at Days Cannabis. But in a larger sense, there's been a lot of cannabis-related crypto products that struggle with adoption or have been viewed as gimmicky. So like I said, we had the coin people that were on here. They came and went. We've had those that had blockchain technology to use for cash transactions. That came and went. So I'll ask for both of you, how does Ganja Gang's ecosystem and upcoming token ensure long-term real-world utility than just a speculative trading? How will this be able to have a little real lasting power?
Well, I think the problem early on with NFTs and in particular the cannabis industries and NFTs and other projects that came out, they came out with some great artwork, digital artwork, and then, you know, it launched with a lot of fanfare. There was a lot of energy behind the NFTs in general. But, you know, after the fanfare and the sales of the NFT digital projects, you know, a lot of people were left with, like, what now? You know, I have this beautiful digital artwork, but what do I actually do with it? You know, what are the utilities behind it? And I think there was a failure in those projects to show and provide you know, what else comes with, you know, this digital artwork that you just purchased. And I think that, you know, that took the steam and the sail out of the wings of the NFTs in general. And so, you know, and with that thought process, that allowed us to now merge and come up with an idea for like actual true utilities that give true and real value to our NFT projects. And what we thought about was what were we currently doing that could lend itself to, you know, create and add value to the project. And, you know, one of the things that made us successful as a brand in store was we created these experiences where we would have different personalities come in and allow, you know, our fans and anybody who were able to find out, not general public, find out that, you know, we had these personalities come in to come in, interact with them, hang out and meet them. No cost to anyone, just come in and have an experience with us. And so we said, well, what if we took those same experiences and now we use that to back these NFTs, because, you know, this is something that we do as a part of our cultural brand within days. And it just made sense to that, you know, giving people something more than just a digital piece of artwork that will create the value behind the NFTs is what I think kind of propelled it. Emiliano, you want to jump in on that?
Yeah. So cannabis and blockchain have one really great thing in common, and that's they're very compliance driven. So everything needs to be what it is, and you can't go off, you can't derail off of that. So what our project does is it not necessarily ties itself to cannabis in itself, but it ties itself to the compliance side of things. So it kind of allows cannabis and blockchain to coexist into one ecosystem where we can use blockchain tech to ensure compliance, to make sure that we are following all the regulation rules and laws and all that. So what we're able to do with this project, this NFT project, is we're able to provide 100% utility behind the actual NFT rather than just having artwork that was built off of hype. And then once it's launched, you know, where does it go from there? And I think based off of like, just to piggyback off, back off of what Keyshawn was saying, you know, when NFTs were a huge thing a few years ago, back in 2021, that's kind of what it was. It was a lot of artwork that came about, and you know, you go on social media platforms like Twitter at the time, and you're just trying to catch the next big NFT trend. You're trying to mint it. You're trying to, you know, make a quick flip or whatever the case may be. And a lot of these projects promised utility that unfortunately never came about, or didn't exactly meet the expectations that the investor was looking for. Right. So what we want to do again with this project is kind of restore the faith in NFTs by giving investors who are looking to get NFTs, or those who are new to NFTs who are trying to start, you know, building their NFT collection and portfolio, you know, really give them something that they can attach themselves to. And this provides great tools and resources for blockchain and cannabis. It's going to provide a lot of, you know, compliance-driven resources for dispensary owners and even bud tenders who work in the dispensary themselves. It provides transparency and privacy to the consumer, which is the most important part, in my opinion.
Let me ask you about that part, because there's a part where you're using zero-knowledge proofs for compliance and privacy-first tracking. So I want to know about what that means in terms of age and legal verification, right, and you're not compromising anonymity of the consumer, and how that might change the landscape for dispensary transactions.
So this is honestly my favorite part of building this project, was implementing an enhanced privacy mechanism. Because I've worked in the industry for 4 years, I've seen it all, and a lot of the interactions at the door were, I don't want to hand my ID over, I don't know where this is going. I understand I need to be of age to get in here, but do I really need to put all my information in the system, the whole nine? So what zero knowledge proof technology is, in the simplest term, is giving is pretty much proving something is true without showing any details. So what our blockchain does is it becomes a digital middleman, sort of like a bouncer at the door, where it sees the ID from the customer, but it only gives us the information that's necessary, right? Because in order to enter the dispensary, you need to be 21. We don't need to know what state you're from. We don't need to know what your ID number is. We don't need to know your address. We just need to know that you're of age, and that's it. So this allows us to give the consumer that additional enhanced privacy at the door, where we create these zero-knowledge cryptographic QR codes that they can keep for their future visits. So when they come back, it's just something that they scan, and the system tells us, the ZK tells us on our end that this person is of age, they are compliant, they are who they say they are, and from there, they're able to shop and go about their business.
Let's go ahead and go to commercial break. We're going to come back. And Keyshawn, I want to go ahead and follow back with you on our last interview from October 2023, where we talked about the rollout of Dazed Cannabis in New York City itself. So we're going to follow back up on that and also direct people where they can get to know more about what you're doing at Dazed Cannabis and Ganja Gang. And I would say the website again, once again, for Ganja Gang is Ganja Gang XYZ. And for Dazed Cannabis, the website is dazed.fun, dazed.fun. Take a look at those websites. So as we go to break, we'll be right back. I'm back with final questions with Keyshawn Warner, co-founder of Dazed Cannabis, and Emiliano Cuellar, blockchain engineer, co-founder of Ganja Gang. Keyshawn, we talked, it's been about more than 18 months now as we do this. And I want to just go and follow up with you about what happened since we last talked. So in the last interview, we spoke about the importance of legacy operators pivoting to the legal market. Now that you're incorporating blockchain into the cannabis space, do you see the technology as an additional bridge for legacy operators to transition legally, or does it create new barriers for them?
I see it as an additional bridge as more and more people are trying to embrace technology to help make their operations a lot more efficient. I align with the POS operators that are out there now that are providing, e-commerce and point of sale, technology. They also are starting to embrace, the new technologies that are out. Some are starting out to try to integrate AI into their operations. So I believe it'll be a definite enhancement in the ability for our operators and legacy operators to come into the market and get up and running in a more efficient way. Hopefully it'll shorten the learning curve that it takes for, people of different, varying backgrounds of education levels to come in and learn to use a system, to help get their business up and operating and, turning profit sooner.
Now, we also talk about the illicit market struggles, which, of course, they're still ongoing. I think it was April or May last year, the governor saying, oh, we got 1,500 shops shut down, but there's like another 10,000 still out there trying to operate. And they just come up and just coming up like, they're like pests. You just keep coming back and crawling back out from the woodwork. Now, with this blockchain offering traceability verification, you think that's going to help curb the illicit market? Because if this becomes a play, the illicit market comes and gets a little bit extinct because they can't really have any way to go ahead and the way to go ahead and allow a lack of illicit market to happen. So like there's nobody can go and steal potentially from any stores and try to sell off market because the branding's there.
Right. And you make a good point. I don't think that it will thwart the illicit market operators. Mm-hmm. Only because look at it like this. We, the technology that we created, the main thing as discussed in the previous segment is to a main part of it is to provide some anonymity for adults who are coming into, patronize our businesses. And the fact that, the smart contracts only allow the pertinent information of that person to come in and be, come to our environment, sure that they're 21. So the main thing that we're trying to focus on is that we are only allowing people 21 and above to come into our stores with the technology. The illicit market operators, are not really that they don't really care per se if they're stopping someone 21 and under 21 from coming into their store. So I don't see it as a technology that they would want to use in their business operations. So I think it would definitely help, you know, people who are, you know, conscious of their information, who are of age to come into a store, to have that extra level of confidence and safety to want to come in. And hopefully that what that does is, you know, equate to more people who were going to of more people of adult age who are going to the illicit market, maybe to avoid having the information, you know, possibly being put to some register that may fear, to know that that's not the case. And, you know, we can be a place where they can feel the safety of them, some sort of anonymity to come in and shop without, you know, the information being sent someplace that they don't want it to go to.
Now, the other thing we talked about on the last episode was about financial resources and education, because for yourself, you mentioned that was so much there. And I remember we specifically talked, and I go and reference the story all the time. NPR had a story at the time about Chicago Atlantic being the banking institution that was offering loans, but they were like a 15% interest, I believe it was, for those social equity operators to go ahead and get funding for their practice. And we talked about the fact of how you start off as a pop-up at the time we talked, then became the full standing physical store, but like the whole inspection process, the time you needed to go ahead and get yourself to licensing, 2 years or almost two or a little over 2 years, whatever it was, to get to that point. There's the part of funding that's still an issue. Education, I know that we've seen some things where I've had other people that we've had on that we talked about, you know, New York cannabis market so much on this program, to the point I know there was a program that was put in place by the Office of Cannabis Management about a pathway for legacy operators to go and be educated and to legitimize themselves. And there was a lot of criticism about that. Is it really doing enough and going far enough? But now when it comes to funding and investment, we talked in the first break, you and Emiliano had made the point about how the token can really help from an investment standpoint. But do you see blockchain helping financially with funding, investment, and other financing methods for social equity operators like yours?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had many conversations about this as a possibility, and a lot of things that we discussed were the fact that, imagine this, like you said, you know, there's a lot of time that passes. Let me step back. Funding, we all know, is difficult, right?
Oh yeah.
Imagine someone who can now, or us, who we are able to take this, create this NFT project. We can get it to, you know, really gain some traction. And the NFT project now, you know, gains us $2 million in funds that we were able to get from investors because of the success and with the utility that we, you know, we give behind the NFT. It makes it popular and it takes off. We've just now created a cache of monies that we can put towards, you know, anything to build a brand, a physical store, the merch, creating some more projects, doing a project with someone else, or even taking some of that money and showing, investing in another small legacy operator to, you know, be able to start their operations. So we look at it as an opportunity to basically print our own money and use that to, you know, fund projects where now we don't have to go out in the traditional market and try to find, you know, angel investors who are going to potentially give us like predatory loan terms to, you know, hopefully, you know, get some money to keep our projects going. And so we look at it, that was a main, you know, talking point. And we looked at it as a major opportunity from this project. Emiliano, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah. Like, you know, as the, like Keyshawn was saying, like as the blockchain grows, the cryptocurrency itself grows. So it'll eventually get to a point where we can allocate a percentage of the coins in circulation to investors / holders who are looking to get into the industry, who are looking to build their own brand, who might want to start their own growth facility or their own cannabis brand. You know, the list goes on, and the possibilities are endless. So as this thing grows, it becomes a thing, and, you know, the cryptocurrency grows and the blockchain gets more used, and we're verifying more transactions, or we're making sure things are authentic and we're transparent. you know, future businesses, future dispensary owners, you know, future investors will 100% thrive off of this.
In the mainstream sense of crypto, I mean, it was, you know, we thought a couple of years ago that cryptocurrency might not have had the lasting power, because I always look at it as almost like how you look at a precious metal or a commodity, that when it didn't deviate from the crash of COVID, because everything went down because of COVID, and all if financial investment parts, but now, you know, going back to today, Bitcoin's around, you know, hovering between 80,000 to 90,000, and Ethereum around 2,500 or 2,000 to 2,500. Everything's back to where it was. Like, you see just the bounce back. And I wasn't sure if it was going to make the bounce back, but obviously, it's, I guess it also, it comes down to what crypto outside of the mainstream, you know, coins or tokens are out there, what else can come into the space and grow from it? So, I mean, that's the other part, is that, you know, what kind of value can we see from cryptocurrency going forward that will help assist in, say, your funding or just operational measures for your outfit like Dazed?
Right. So it's all about innovation. There's so many different sectors in cryptocurrency now, from like AI to science.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of fall more into the science aspect of things, because, you know, as grows too, we can branch off into the scientific sectors and, you know, provide more transparency to cannabis research. But the more innovation that it gets poured into the market, the safer investors will feel about, you know, getting into these crypto projects and, you know, really, you know, investing in them. So even during COVID, for example, a lot of it was the metaverse that became like a huge thing. You know, we were locked inside for months. You know, people weren't really going outside. We were trying to, you know, do our best to, you know, stay 6 feet and, you know, and all that. So the metaverse kind of blew up, and people started building in the metaverses. They started, you know, conversating in the metaverse. They started doing business in the metaverse. The things just kind of went on and on and on. And that's really where it sparked the innovation. And there's a lot of the questions started coming about, like, all right, what more can this technology do? And what else can we build?
There was such a spurn of interest when Mark Zuckerberg made the point about the metaverse and getting started on that. And whatever happened, like, that all that hype came and went, but everything's kind of still been in flux. Going into what Ganja Gangster right now, along with Dazed Cannabis, that's going to wrap things up. And let's get people to go ahead and tell people to go ahead and, you know, make sure to go ahead and go to ganjagang.xyz right on the front page. You're able to go ahead and start minting Dazed Web3. So, Emiliano, real quickly for the website, and then Keyshawn, I want to get back to you about Dazed. But take me real quick through Ganja Gang, what people should be doing when they go to the website.
When you get to the website, the first thing I would recommend doing is just browsing through, you know, get as much information as you can. All the information is there. You know, it's going to tell you everything you need to know about our project and the roadmap and where we're headed. And then from there, you can connect your wallet, your MetaMask for Phantom Wallet, load some Ethereum in it, and I'll mint your first Ganja Gang NFT.
And then as for Dazed, let's go ahead and talk about, again, dazed.fun, dazed.fun. And at the moment, Keyshawn, where are we at right now? Because I know you have three stores right now: Holyoke, Monson, Massachusetts, and in New York City itself, and Union Square. So real quickly, what can you tell me about what's been going on lately with Dazed and what people can look forward to when they go into the stores?
Oh, man, a lot has been going on. I'm super excited because, just as you mentioned, we had the three stores, the first flagship store. Well, the first store is being Holyoke, Mass, Munson, and then we have a Union Square, New York City location. This year, we're in the midst of an expansion, a major expansion. Best case scenario, everything goes according to plan by the end of the year. We could possibly have up to 10 stores total. We have a couple stores that should be opening within the next month. We have a location that I'm really happy about that's going to open right now, March 10th at Syracuse, right across the street from Syracuse University. Then we have another amazing project that should be opening beginning or middle of April, which we're making like a destination location in Mulberry Street inside Little Italy. We're going to jazz that one up and make it like a real, because that area is such a high tourism area. We want to make that like a tourism stop. So it was going to be like a bunch of sections we can do, take your Snapchat, your TikTok, Instagram photos, super, a lot of Instagram section areas in that store. We also have Astoria, Queens coming. We have the Bronx coming on Boston Road. We have Brooklyn coming. We have Somerset, New Jersey coming. So we're coming. We have a lot of stores that's slated to open this year. Everything goes according to plan.
That's a very ambitious rollout. That's great to hear. 10 stores you can have be a total in, again, Syracuse University, and where you'll be putting it in Somerset. That's amazing. So congratulations on that. I'm glad that everything's going so well. And this new integration of Ganja Gang into the process, and, you know, I got to mention this also being a testament, because you made a point of this, Keyshawn, that it's an employee you had in your outfit and somebody with an innovative idea, and you didn't dismiss it. Like, again, if this was some other environment, somebody was very corporate and this got put up the ladder, you know, first of all, the access to the very top and be able to go ahead and put this idea, let alone put in the research and development, and then implement it. This is amazing. So Emiliano, congratulations on being able to get this idea up there, and Keyshawn for having the wherewithal and the open-mindedness to go ahead and let this execute and go forward. I'm glad it's doing so well for both of you. Congratulations on that.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, we recognized the specialty in Emiliano a long time ago. And
yeah,
you know, as a practice, we like to, you know, try to find the best talent. And once we find some talent, allow them to, you know, become who they are. And if we can present an opportunity to allow them to grow, and we can, which ultimately help us grow and add more value to what we're doing, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. So I'm glad it worked out. And Emiliano is a great guy. He did amazing work on this project, and I'm super proud of what the potential to come.
Hey, you know, you never know what you have in your employees, what kind of other hidden talents you might have or hidden skills that they might have that can contribute to a business. So always keep that in mind, folks. You know, thank you again, both Keyshawn Warner, Emiliano Cuellar, respective of Dazed Cannabis and Ganja Gang. Dazed.fun, DAZED.fun for Dazed Cannabis and all the locations in Massachusetts, New York City, and upcoming stores soon to come. And of course, GanjaGang.xyz to go ahead and mint the Web3 blockchain right there. Get yourself into that. Learn more about it. Thank you both, gentlemen, for being on here on Blunt Business. Appreciate you taking time out. And thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you next time.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.